If you just called, please call back. I just missed the call, but yeah, call right back.
Everything has changed between us. There's no more love in your heart.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting from unceded Musqueam, Territorial in British Columbia, and this is K-Pop Cafe by Jaden here. Hey guys, welcome back on air, and today we're going to do something special. So we're going to listen to some OST, like, well, aka soundtracks from Korean TV dramas that our parent generation used to watch. Pretty much like all the dramas that I picked where the songs are from are going to be the ones that were on TV back in like 10 years ago. So none of them are from like the 90s, so not very old yet. So some of them are from like 2004, example Full House, which I'm going to play right after. Well, the song name is Destiny for that one. Anyway, so the three songs that we just listened to on top by Insunyi and Josumi, they are from Jumong, which is from 2006 and 2007, so maybe about 10 years ago. So yeah, anyway, so we'll listen to Destiny from Full House, which was starred by Rain and Song Hye-kyo. And Rain, well, this is the drama that Rain that made Rain like a huge star in Asia. Yeah, and this is the one that that got me into Rain too. So anyway, so let's give it a try. So it's called Destiny by Full House, and I hope if there's anyone who watched this drama back then, we'll be able to like recognize this song and I don't know. Sometimes, like, people get nostalgia. And, yeah. Anyway.
Know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Okay, so there is this drama that was popular. Well, some of my friends here, they watch it too. It's called Iris, and they had a spinoff. It's called Athena, and it also had Iris 2 in 2013, which is like 4 years after the first one came out in 2009. So that was actually the drama that I watched when I first came to Canada. And yeah, so that was like the time when I was like really homesick. And really, like, I don't know, like, miss everything that I left off in Korea. And this drama came out at that time, so it comforted me a lot. So even before this drama came out, I knew some information about this drama, though, because I did some search it up before, and I got to find it by coincidence about, like, a year before it came out, and they started promoting it. So anyway, so this is good. Iris, if you like some kind of like spy action genre film or drama, this is definitely a show that you would want to watch. Yeah, so there are many different OSTs from this drama, and one of them is called Dreaming Dream by Kim Tae-ho from G.O.D, and it's going to be followed by Hallelujah by Big Bang.
Nice. Just gotta do what I gotta do.
That caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Okay, so back in 2002, there was this drama called Yainshite, and everyone in Korea was loving this drama. I think it hit about 50% of viewer rating. So my parents' generation and also grandparents' generation loved this drama. So it's basically about this figure named Kim Doo-hwan, who actually did exist back in the so he was born somewhere around 1905, I think, and then yeah, he was alive until he was like 75, I think, but I'm not really sure. Don't count on me for this. But anyway, so he is the main actor, main character of this drama, and basically at the beginning, there's, so this entire drama, it was pretty long, there are like more than 50 different episodes, and they split it in half. So the part one and part two. And so part two was basically like about the story that happened after that guy became a politician in Korea. And the part one was when he was young, a young student, and also when he was the leader of the gang members. So part one was, I think, was more popular than part two. So the the gangster part was more than more popular than the politician part. So, and I loved part one better too. And I was in grade two back then in Korea, and everyone in my class, all the boys, including myself, were trying to like imitate what the fight shown on the drama. So yeah, it was pretty funny. And yeah, I did the same thing, like imitating the one of my favorite characters in the show. And yeah. So anyway, so this one, if you watch this drama back in that time, then once you hear this, you might be like, oh yeah, that song, right? But if you haven't heard of it, it's still good. So, and you now got to know some more Korean dramas. It's called Yaein Shide. So anyway, so we'll listen to Yaein by Kang Song.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N. for real, authentic country.
So the song is called I Miss You by Kim Bomsu from Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, 내가 미워질 만큼
Astorino's is located off Commercial Drive in the heart of East Vancouver. It's run by the Britannia Community Center and is available to rent for anyone. Some of its features include tall ceilings, wood floors, accessible bathrooms, a stage, and a PA. Astorino's is an accessible space and centrally located. It's ideal for any type of rehearsal, information session, dance classes, arts and crafts sales, rummage sales, community events, and of course, shows and dancing.
Check out BritanniaCenter.org and the Facebook search Astorino's, or contact Maddie Harris by email at maddiefromlife@gmail.com to learn more.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to the music from the most some of the most popular Korean dramas, but from about 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And yeah, just so you know, these are the songs that, well, to me, my parents' generations basically like watched like the dramas that they watched. So these are the songs that we just listened to are from those dramas. So yeah, I hope you guys like them. And I'll leave you with one song by Winter Sonata. It's called 처음부터 끝까지, so from the beginning until the end. And this song was really popular. Drama was really, really popular in Japan too. They actually rebroadcasted this like many times. And the main actors, Park Yong-jun and the actress Choi Ji-woo, they were like super popular. And people say this drama is like basically like the beginning of Hallyu, like Korean wave in Japan. Yeah. So this song, I basically like when this song came out, when the drama came out, Winter Sonata, I was in grade 3, I think. And people in Japan, it was basically like my friends who are Japanese, basically like around my age, when they were young, they also grew up listening to this song a lot because their parents would watch this too on TV. So if you show this song to a Korean person or even a Japanese person, then they will know what this song is. Yeah, well, not, I guess, well, not everyone, because I cannot stereotype on this, but yeah, a lot of people know this song, both in Korea and Japan. Anyway, so I'll leave you with this, and stay tuned right in for upcoming CITR shows for that are going to be awesome. And yeah, and I'll see you guys later. Goodbye. Mother.
Yeah.